President Donald Trump, how are you, sir?
I'm really good, Mark. Thank you very much.
Well, it's a great honor. I know you're just campaigning incredibly of these massive crowds, certainly compared to Obama, too, by the way.
Well, you know, we just got to, as you know, we just arrived in Indiana, and they have lines. The arena is packed, 12,000 people, but they have lines. We could fill it up three times, and we just left Ohio, and it was incredible, the crowd. So it's really great. If crowds mean anything, and there is an electricity in the air, Mark, that reminds me very much of November 16. There's an electricity that's incredible. And let's see, but I think there's something going on.
We've got about 12 million people listening to you right now. What do you want to tell them now about tomorrow and how important it is to vote, Mr. President?
All right. Well, I'm campaigning for individual people, and if you notice, I call it the fake news, but in many cases, certainly, as you know better than almost anybody in the world, a lot of it is fake, unfortunately, and they want to put it as my race, and I'm okay with that. I don't really care. You know, whatever is necessary. We have some great, great candidates. I'm with Mike Braun right now, who's running for the Senate in Indiana, and he's against Joe Donnelly. Very weak, and let's see what happens. The polls have him even, maybe even slightly up. He was down 4, and now he's even. And, you know, I think by the time I get finished, I'll explain Joe Donnelly, and I think he's going to end up winning. I think we're going to win races that nobody ever thought of. Honestly, they didn't think in terms of Donnelly. They didn't think in terms of Tester. Heidi was unbeatable. This is 6 months, a year ago, all of, you know, going over the races, Mark. There were people that we weren't even going to contest, and now we're leading. I just think we're going to do well, and I think we're going to do better in the House than anybody expects, but we're going to soon know.
Isn't this an election, Mr. President, about the American people in the country, what they want in the future? I mean, you're trying to grow the economy, secure the border,
right,
strengthen our military, and the other guys want to do the opposite.
Well, it's almost not understandable. We have the best economic numbers ever to come out. You know, we have probably the best economy that any president's ever had when he ran for office, because historically, as you know, I guess, what is it, Mark, two times over many, many, many decades,
right,
the president, the person in the presidential office won. And the fact is that I don't know why, but nobody's ever had an economy like we have. We have the best economy that there has ever been, let alone for an election. So I think we're going to have tremendous success tomorrow. I think it's going to be great. The numbers came out, 250,000 jobs for October, which was a shocking number, and that's despite the fact that we had two massive hurricanes, which usually just decimate those numbers. You know, when you have a hurricane, those numbers are decimated, the monthly job numbers. So the economy is doing really well. Trade deals are doing really well, and China has never seen anything like this. What's going on there? They've never seen anything like it. You know, right now they're paying tax on 250. I mean, they are paying tax on numbers like you wouldn't believe, billions and billions of dollars coming into our treasury. And I'm very happy with that. But they want to make a deal, and we might make a deal. Their economy has gone down 32%, which, of course, nobody mentions. And I don't really want them to mention it. I'm not looking to be bad to China. We want to be fair. But we want to get a good deal for us for a change, because we lose $500 billion a year with China. And we can't do that any longer, Mark.
One last question, because I know you don't want to leave your massive audience there. Now, Mr. President, Republicans, some of them are still thinking about whether to vote. I don't know who these Republicans are, but as I look at the numbers, if just the Republicans will turn out in large numbers, these tiny differences, these very tight races, they'll go the way of the Republicans, right?
You know, Mark, there's something beautiful about it, too. A lot of the Republicans don't want to vote because they think I don't like Congress, and they really like me. You know, I have 93% now, which is the highest. 93 in the Republican Party, and I have a great relationship with them, and they say, we will not vote because the president doesn't like Congress. But I actually do like Congress. We have to get out and vote. If they get out and vote, we're going to really win, because I think we're almost winning right now. Maybe we are winning right now, because when you look at the lines outside, like where I am now, I just got a report from Missouri. The lines are 2 miles long trying to get in, and the place is already packed, and I won't be there for another 2.5 hours. So it's something's going on, and if they go out and vote, we're going to win big.
Well, Mr. President, I wish you and the Republican Party and all the candidates well, because I consider this a huge race between liberty and tyranny, and between freedom and capitalism and democratic socialism. And the American people, we have to decide what we want.
Well, Mark, I just want to tell your listeners, you are a special man. And I don't say this often about a lot of people. Nobody's smarter, and you are just, you got it very, very early, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate all your help and all your genius. But I want to tell your listeners, you are a special guy, and I want to thank you very much. And you're the only one. You're not supposed to be on stage in front of a lot of television and a lot of people. And I said, nope, I have to do the Mark call first. That's more important to me.
Well, it is a great honor. I'm going to tell you, my audience loves you, as do we and my family. And I want to thank you very much for all you're doing.
Thank you very much, Mark, and I'll see you soon. Take care of yourself.
All right. God bless. Be safe.